قل إن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Say, if the whole of human, the whole of jinn gather together to produce the like of this Quran, they will never ever produce the like of this Quran, even if they were to support each other. This is a divine thing. Allah Ta'ala has preserved it from tampering with, from playing with it, from changing, from destruction, from additions and omissions, from alterations and distortions. No one, wallahi, no one has the ability to ever play with this Quran. 14 centuries since the Quran was revealed, do we see one vowel, one letter different from another in any other Quran, any other version, as they might say? One Quran, one version, one book is the Quran. The same Quran here is the same at the end of the world. No one has ever been able to meet this challenge. Why? Because it's hard? Because Allah Ta'ala has preserved it. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do it now, and you will never ever be able to do it. Oh, non-Muslims, if you say this Quran is not the word of Allah, then prove it. Prove it. Try to get a verse like the Quran. Wallahi, they tried, and they tried, and they tried. 1400 years they have been trying, and they all failed. One narration came that a man, a Jewish man, 6 whole months in a garage, he locked himself up. In a garage. He should have stayed there. 6 whole months. Trying to produce a verse like it. He came out a madman. He came out a madman. Did not know what to do or how to produce it. He goes, impossible. This is centuries ago. The pagan Arabs, who were avowed enemies of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Quran was being revealed, they wanted to take or try to attempt this challenge in order to prove that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a false prophet. Alayhi ma yastahiqu min Allah. With the knowledge that the pagan Arabs, or the Arabs in those days, the Quraysh Arabs, the Quran was revealed in their language, in their dialect, and they were people who used to compose beautiful poetry. The most eloquent poetry, and they were very eloquent, extremely eloquent. And if they cannot do it, no one on earth can do it, due to their strength in Arabic. And they were unable, they tried, but they were unable to pass this challenge. Why, dear creatures, why? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not consider the Quran? Do they not reflect? When are they going to awaken? Had this Quran been from other than Allah Ta'ala, they would have found in it much discrepancy, much problems. If it was from other than Allah Ta'ala, it's not hard to resemble in the sense of to produce a verse. It's simple. Because in man, in humanity or jinn, there was always someone better. So it's not hard to produce something better than another person. You always find someone better than you. But this book is not from human or jinn. This is the uncreated word of the Almighty Lord. Have we taken this with full reflection? Have we really understood as Muslims the meaning of the Quran? Have we placed it in its correct position in Islam? Or have we placed it on the walls, engraving or hung it on the walls for beautification, or placed it underneath our pillows or on our shoulders or in our car as an amulet? Or just kissed it and placed it on the cupboard When you walk in from work and when you leave to work, and I believe in the Quran, you say, given that lip service only, this lip service, you just read it, you close it. Commandment, not a problem. Prohibition, not a problem. It doesn't bother you. You just give it lip service. How many schools, unfortunately, to say this, how many schools are out there that are teaching children the Quran, the memorization of the Quran? Excellent work, beautiful. But how many of the schools are really teaching the meaning of the Quran, the implementation of the Quran? Isn't that more important? Or is it just important to memorize the Quran and say, MashaAllah, hafiz. Here the hafiz al-Quran. Where, yeah, if you see his actions, you can't even tell he's a Muslim, but his hafiz al-Quran. The companions would not go beyond 10 verses of the Quran until they read it, memorized it, understood it, and implement the commands in it. As for today, how many Muslims have been reading Surah Al-Fatiha for years or tens of years, and yet they do not even understand what Al-Fatiha, the word Fatiha, even means? Our hearts have become softened to the Quran because we are not implementing the Quran the way we should. And Allah says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Had we revealed this book, this Quran, on a mountain, the mountain will be humbling out of fear. The mountain with full stability and power would humble, would shake out of fright. But when we read it, our hearts are soft. Our hearts are easy. It's a command, inshallah ta'ala, in the future when I get older. It's a prohibition. Oh, it's hard to do this. I cannot abstain from this. It's too hard. So why read the Quran? Why read the Quran if you're not going to implement the Quran? Don't you know it's going to be against you and not for you on the day of resurrection? Against you and not for you?